Defensively, you held two of the better tailbacks in the NFL to 13 yards and 13 carries. How key was it in the game to make them one-dimensional?
It was huge. We knew going into the ball game that we had to take away something. And we weren't sure how, quite honestly, they had attacked people differently, throughout the course of the season. With their run game, they can open you up or they can kind of, bring it down and try to play big ball with you. So, early in the game, that's really what they try to do, a little bit that way. But as the game went on, immediately when they saw that they weren't able to run the ball in there, it went back to opening you up, Miami, Seattle, those people, and seeing whether or not they could run it in there. Well, I thought our front did a great job in there. I mean, Antonio made a couple plays in the backfield. Jelly had a couple big plays there. And of course, when you're trying to run the edges with Khalil out there, and the guy I thought that was active yesterday, making a lot of tackles out there was Miles. Miles made a lot of tackles out there yesterday.
You mentioned when you first came aboard that you got a chance, when you took over as interim coach, you got a chance to talk with Mark Davis and learn what he was about and what his thinking was and what he thought of the organization, and you could sort of feel the passion that he has for it. I'm curious as to whether are you getting good feedback in recent weeks? I mean, the way you guys have been playing.
I've gotten great feedback from Mark. Yeah, he's been, our conversations, any conversation that he and I have is really open and really honest, about anything. I owe it to him to do that. I encourage that, in the beginning of this this process, and, it's something that, quite honestly, I owe to him. I mean, he's the owner of the football team, and he's the boss. And I owe explanations when it goes well, and even when it when it doesn't go well. I mean, I owe explanations in both of those scenarios, and I'm not afraid to do that. And it's been really good. It's been really good give and take. I mean, that's the way I am. I'm not going to change that. I intend to continue to keep communicating with him for as long as as long as I have. So I'm going to do that because I owe it to them and it's the right thing to do. We've had really good conversations, good, honest conversations. I love his passion for this team. And I share it. And it's kind of contagious. So.